This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yesterday, rumors were swirling on the internet at a global supply chain conference called ProMat.
Yeah, ProMat, I think we're going next year.
ProMat 25.
We're not going to
ProMat 26. I think we cleared that.
ProMat 26, yeah. Live and local.
Well, you say that now, and watch Cooper Manning be talking at that one, and we're going to be going. We will be having a live remote from right outside where they hold that. Deion Sanders was the keynote speaker there, and somebody had tweeted that Deion Sanders had said, there was no audio of anything, that Deion Sanders had said, we're hoping New York. He was apparently asked, or according to the person who tweeted it, he was asked about where he wanted his son to be drafted. He said, we're hoping New York. That's what is alleged in the social media. Now, for us, thank goodness, we question the entire thing. Because there's a lot of things that don't make sense where, if it happened last week, it's not up on the website already. It's not up on the website. There was actually a person who is a listener who is at this conference. They had to leave, sadly, right before it. But I believe they said it should be posted sooner. Than what it was yesterday. Deion Sanders, he got a hold of this yesterday. As somebody put up a poll on Football Forever's Instagram. This is a real one here. And he said, quote, all caps, this is a lie. We're thankful for whatever God chooses for them. That's Deion Sanders. He went on Twitter, wrote a couple of things, says, a lie don't care. This is 16 hours ago. This is after this entire fiasco around the same time. A lie don't care who tells it. It just tries its best to outrun the truth. That's a good quote. That's a good quote. So thank goodness. We tried to reach out yesterday. Owen did some sleuthing.
That's how much of a lie it is. The man that posted the picture originally that was quoted, screenshotted by another man who actually said that quote was, the picture poster had everything public. I tried to reach out shortly after. Everything is now private, and he is no longer accepting requests.
Unbelievable. This is ridiculous.
No, there you go.
It's ridiculous that
there
it should not
go.
Be this hard to come up with what was said. And I'm not even sitting
it's
here.
It's in the rumor tracker now. It's officially in there now. Both the tweet and Deion calling it a lie.
Yeah, once it gets added, it's really tough to get it out of there.
Yep. Here it is. I should write not Twitter, but social media. So there you go.
So really, John in Texas, if you do hear this at some point, could have just said, I don't want to talk to you. Don't leave me hanging like that.
He's got a ghost. He's got a ghosted. That's the way it works. 216-474-0092. We got Ian Eagle joining us at 9 o'clock. That's very shortly, so I want to get to you guys. Would you give up? There are plenty of people who are going, yeah, when you put it like that, when I name names who Andrew Berry is taking in the third and fourth round, they go, you know what? Never mind. Let's go for this. Let's go for Cam Ward. Because at first I'm like, man, two threes and a four. Because we look at two threes and a four, and you just say round three, round three, round four. I'm like, those are defensive guys that can be starters for us.
Yeah, of course.
And in the past, I mean, he does have Martin Emerson here. He did pick him. But then I go, okay, Siaki Ika, Perry and Winfrey, Cade York, Tommy Togiai, James Hudson, swing tackle, didn't really come to fruition. Good guy, didn't really come to fruition. Yeah. It's like, okay, we got to get ourselves out of this hell. I mean, we're looking at Instagram videos and debating whether or not guys are going to play for the Browns again or anything like that. Like, what are you going to do? And for all the guys, when they've asked, we need a quarterback, they've been players saying, we need a quarterback. All right, that's a hell of a move where Myles Garrett could absolutely lie to him and say, yeah, they told me they were going to do something like this. Whether or not that's true or not, hey, whatever, that's in the eye of the beholder. But damn it, he could go out there and say, yeah, they told me they were going to do something like this.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a big move. This is a big move for a big quarterback. We're ready to ride. You can always do that. We get to Eric in Cleveland. Yellow, Eric.
Good morning.
Morning, Eric.
Yeah. Man, I'm staying right at two, and I'm taking Shedeur Sanders. I like more of what I see out of him than the differences and what everybody says makes Cam Ward a better quarterback. Sure, you want a strong arm. Sure, you want athleticism. But when I looked at him run the other day, I mean, he's kind of a stout guy, and he may be stronger, but who knows if he's faster.
Are you talking about Shedeur being stouter, or are you talking about Cam?
No, I'm talking about Cam Ward being a little more stout than Shedeur Sanders.
Okay.
Let me ask you two guys a question, Lima and you, Ken.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any similarities to your fathers?
Personality-wise, I'm a lot like my dad.
I look like my
dad. He thinks more before he talks, but yeah.
But whatever it is, we all have similarities to our fathers, mm-hmm. which Shedeur does. But as far as him being a loud mouth, I haven't heard the man speaking loud. He's going to have some similarities to his father, but you want a competent quarterback. And another thing I don't understand is how everybody says that next year's draft is going to be better. The one kid that was supposed to come out from Georgia, he decided to go back. If he was the clear-cut number one, he probably would have came on out.
Well, he's at Miami now. I don't want him. I probably won't want him next year either.
Whoever, but I'm just saying they're talking about next year's quarterback class. And why is it that Arch Manning couldn't beat out Quinn Ewers if he was far and away much better, and everybody wants to wait on him? I heard somebody say that he could be actually the Fredo of the Manning family.
No, wait a minute. Now that's pretty damn. Good. That's pretty strong. That's
reckless
pretty
speculation.
Strong. Fredo is a hell of a thing. I don't know what he's doing with cocktail waitresses down in Austin.
I didn't make the statement. I'm not going to claim to have made the statement myself. You know what I mean? Came up with it, but could be. And I'm just curious as to why he didn't beat out Quinn Ewers if he's supposed to be that much better.
There's a lot of things I'm with you on. I got to let you go. There's a lot of things I'm with you on. See, when we try to make arguments for the quarterbacks we like, it turns into real personal shots real quickly. Like, Arch Manning's a fine quarterback. They're taking their time down there. And I can't argue with the results. Steve Sarkisian found himself in a tough spot. You had a guy who became a leader in Quinn Ewers. He ended up having a good season, except he's always hurt. He's always hurt. And it gave Arch Manning a chance to Wally Pipp him, but Arch Manning was more than willing to just sit back and let all that happen and let him be the leader. They have handled this. You got to give them credit. They've handled this about as well as anybody could handle that down there. And they're staying there, and it gives everybody, and a rightly so, idea that he could very well stay for 2026 as well. He doesn't need to leave after 2025. They have all the money in the world, the Mannings do, and they got time. They're perfectly fine. I do think, though, that if a lot of these guys would have came out that we thought could come out, there'd be warts all over the place. They will have another year of seasoning. And we believe it's going to make it better, and it should. It should make Drew Aller better. It should make Garrett Nussmeier better. It should make Lenore Sellers better. Got to see whether or not he was actually able to come out this last year, but I'm using a guy who's in the next year's draft. It should make those guys better. But there will be plenty of reasons as we watch, like Hawks, if they don't take a quarterback, there will be plenty of reasons that talk us out of it. Because I think that some of us may have not gotten into it until it was a little bit too late with some of the other QBs out there. But we're going to have warts with all these guys. Guys, we are at a very
odd
time.
That's what people have got to understand.
In QB history. These guys are different than they've ever been before. But you could go right back to the prototype. There are no prototypes now.
But
so it's difficult.
We should remind people that the quarterbacks with warts are also showing that they can play the position if they are coached well. And we saw that. We just saw it last year. Somebody that had severe limitations that they thought was going to go on the second day ends up going, what, 12 overall? Knicks?
Playing really well for him. I got to give him credit.